Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Beis of Maseches Krisus. We are holding on daf Yud Aleph of Beis. We're really right in the middle of a discussion. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him again very much for the continued sponsorship. We were in the middle of trying to figure out what Amru Lo in the Mishnah, the first case of the Mishnah in the third parak, where it says Amru Lo Achalta Chelev, that they say to him, you ate Chelev, that he brings the Korban Chatos. First of all, what's the Amru Lo? Is it one person that said to him, or two people that said to him that he ate Chelev? And second of all, what was his response? Was he shosek? Did he argue? So we're in the middle of trying to figure that out. So we were right in the middle of the discussion of the possibility that it was one person, that Amru Lo doesn't mean multiple people, even though it's said in plural. It really means just one person said to him. So first we'll finish off that discussion, and then Beis Hashem will discuss why it is that the Chum hold that two Edim cannot be Mechayev a person of Karban. There are going to be two possibilities. Why it is that if two Edim two Edim cannot be Mechayev a person of Karban according to the Chum. Rav Meir holds that if they could be Mechayev him Misa, then of course they could be Mechayev him a Karban. But what's the reason the Chum disagree with that? So we're going to have two possibilities, a Nafgamina between the two possibilities, and then a couple of Rayos as to which of those two possibilities is correct. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that eating chaylev multiple times is sometimes only mechayev a person once, and then we're going to get into the discussion of Tamchuyin Mechalkin, that sometimes if you have the same Isser, but it's prepared in two different kind of ways, so there's a discussion whether that is that divides it into two separate actions, and there it's no longer going to be mitzaref to a single Shir Kazayas, so no longer going to be mitzaref to be considered violating the same Isser over and over again. And we're also going to discuss, that's going to lead us into a discussion of the concept of Yediya Lechatzi Shir, that if a person, normally we assume yedios mechalkos, that as soon as you realize what you have done, so that divides your action from the next action that you do, from the next aver that you do. What if you realize what you have done after you've only eaten a chatzi shir? Is that a yedia that's going to split it from the next chatzi shir so that the two shiurim will not be, the two chatzi shiurim will not be mitzarif? Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about the shir zman for tziruf of achila, meaning how much, within how much amount of time do you have to eat something in order for it to be considered a single achila. So again, let's begin where we left off yesterday, was v'hu mai ka'am, which is really right in the middle of a discussion where we had said that the case in the Mishnah, we had just established that the case in the Mishnah of Omru Lo Achalta Chelev means that only one aid said to you that you ate Chelev. So says Gemara, yeah, but then Vuhumai Ka'amar, what did he say back? If he denied it, well then Mimaisi, would he really be Chayav a Karban in such a case? Vakatani Mitziyasa, the Mishnah goes on to say, that exact case of one person says you did eat, he denies it, Potter, he's Potter from a Karban. Ella must be the first case in the Mishnah is Deshasik, that one aide says to him, you ate Chelev, and he doesn't respond. He has nothing to say. He has nothing to deny. Says Gemara, well, that's still a problem, because Mimitziyasa Shamit Mina, that din that he's going to be Chayiv, if one aide says that he ate, and he's Shasik, that we already know from the Mitziyasa of the Mishnah. Because it goes on to say, Eirech Romer, if one aide says to him, you ate Chelev, and he says he didn't eat, he's Potter. So the diuk is, time of the Kamachishlei, the only reason he's Potter is because he denies it, is because he argues, Aval Shasak Mishtak Chayiv, but it's understood that if he's quiet, then he's going to be Chayiv. So what is the first line of the Mishnah telling me that I cannot already be Medayek from a later line in the Mishnah? Says Gemara, the Olam Dolo Machishle. The case is he does not deny it. He's Shasak. Vahachi Katani. And the way to read the Mishnah is as follows. Amru Lo, if one aid says to him, Achalta Chelev, maybe Chatas. He brings a Karmel Chatas. And then the way to read the middle of the Mishnah is, Bamed Varmamurim Deshasik. That's only true if he was in fact Shasik, if he didn't argue. Aval Machish Le Pater. But if he were to argue and say that he did not eat the Chelev, then he would be Pater. So, Enochinami, the Mitziyas is telling me what I already know in the Reisha, but it's explaining the Reisha. That's exactly the way the Mishnah is set up, that it's explaining what it had said. in the Reisha. So, frankly, Gemara, midar Reisa, minolam delamachish lechayiv. How do I know that din, that if an eid echad is made, that a person ate chaylev, and the person doesn't deny it, that he's chayiv a carbon? Where do we see that in the Torah? The Tan Rabbanan, the Reisa tells us as follows. When it comes to the chayiv carbon chatos, Pasuk says, oh, hoda elov chatosav. So we darshan that only if he himself knows about his avera, is he chayiv to bring a carbon. Velo, sheyodi uhu acherim. But not if other people let him know. If other people let him know, but he didn't have any knowledge on his own that he did the avera, then he's pater from a carbon. So yachla filu ein machisha, and I might think that even if other people let him know and he doesn't argue with it, he's shosek, I might still think that he's pater. Tamadomar, ohodai love mikal makom. That's why it says ohodai love mikal makom. Tell me that in all circumstances, meaning as long as you don't deny it, if someone tells you that you did an avera, you trust it and you bring a carbon. So that's how we know that even if one person tells him he's chayev achatos, he is in fact chayev achatos. So says Mar b'mayaskinan, what's the case of the brisa where he say that if he's not machish, he's going to be chayev ilayim betren? If it's two people that tell him that he did the avera, train ve'in machish and krabai, I need a pasuk to tell me that if two people tell me did the avera and he doesn't deny it, then of course that he's going to be chayev carbon. That would be obvious. So the case of the brisa must be exactly what we're saying. Elolav bechad. It must be that one person said that he ate chaylev. And v'katani ki ein machishan mehemin, and the Bryce is telling us that if he doesn't deny it, then he's going to be then the aid is going to be believed, and he's going to be chayiv a carbon. So shmamina, that's where we see this din. So that ends that discussion from yesterday. Now we move on to another part of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah had said that if two people say that a guy ate and he says lo achalti, so Rav Meir says he's chayiv a carbon, even though he denied it, but there are two aidim against him that says that he ate the chaylev. Rav Meir says he's going to be chayiv a carbon, because after all, kal v'chomer, if two aidim could be mechayiv him misa, of course two aidim should be able to be mechayiv him a carbon. And the Chacham say no, if he denies it, they cannot be mechayiv him a carbon. Now the way it appears in the Mishnah is that the Chacham said back, ma'im yirtza lomer mezirayis, Potter, that two Adim could testify against someone that he's chayiv misa, he has no way out. There's no way to avoid that misa. But two Adim testify against someone that he's chayiv a karban, he could just say, you're right, I did it, but I did it b'mezid. And then he has a way out. He's not going to be chayiv that karban. And therefore, even if he doesn't say mezid, you see, the two Adim cannot be mechayiv him a karban if he just denies it. He says, that's not true what you're saying, that I ate that chaylev. It's not true, I never ate that chaylev. He's going to be part from a karban according to the chamim. So even though in the Mishnah it was pretty explicit what the reason for the Chachamim was, there's going to be a Braisa that gives a different reason for the Chachamim. I mean, the Mishnah says explicitly, the Chacham's reason is the guy could have just said, Mezidi, you see, and he would have been Pater. And therefore we're going to believe him when he says that lo achalti, that I didn't eat. But in a Braisa we're going to have a different reason for the Chacham, and that's what leads to the Gemara's question. Before we even introduce the Braisa, the Gemara asks the question of what the logic for the Chachamim is. So Yibayilu, my time I drop. What's the logic for the Chamin who say that if a person is makchish shnei edim, that he's pater from a karban? Mishum dadim neman alatzma yoser mimeya ish. Is it because a person has ne'amanos about himself more than meya ish, that we don't think he's going to try to avoid bringing a karban? A karban is the nicest thing Kadosh Baruch Hu could do for him. It gives him kapara. It affords him the opportunity to achieve kapara. So a person is ne'aman that he would, if he needed kapara, he would go for it, and that and he's therefore ne'aman that he didn't do the Avera. Mm-hmm. Oh, Dilmor, maybe it's not in Manos Yosem Me'ish, but rather Mishum Damrinan, Migod Yibayomer Mezid Yisi Potter. If he would have wanted to say that I was Mezid, he would be Potter from a carbon. So Kiyamar Nami, Lo Achalti, Mehemenu Potter. So too, when he says Lo Achalti, it's a Migo. Now, Migo, that he could have said that he was Mezid, he would have been Potter from a carbon. So when he says that he didn't eat at all, he's also Potter from a carbon. The Shidum Gvetzas makes the Ha'ara that we just made before, that in our Mishnah, it's Befei. Which one of these is the reason of the Rabbanan? It's because he could have said Mezri Yisi. That's what it says Beferish in the Mishnah. But says the Braisa says that we haven't yet quoted, there's going to be a Braisa that says that the reason of the Chum is Gezadim Nemen Alasma Yosem Mea Edim. So the Gemara is just trying to figure out which one is the Iker Tam. Right? There are two reasons that are offered. Which one is the Iker Tam? So says Gemara, my Nafkimina, what's the Nafkimina? Either way, he's going to be believed. Meaning, according to the Chamim, if two Edim say that a guy had if two Edom say that a guy had eaten chalev and he says he never ate, so he's going to be believed, he's going to be part from a carbon. Who cares why he's part from the carbon? L'chora, there's a very simple nafkamina that the Gemara does not raise. Tosus points out that it could be, nafkamina would be, if he says beferish that he didn't eat at all, lo b'shogeg v'lo b'mezid. If his ne'amanus was mitzad migo, so then you can't say that he has a migo to say mezid, you see. Meaning the whole migo is that when he says lo achalti, that he could have been mitaritz dibure, he could have said, no, when I said lo achalti, I meant lo achalti the way you think I was ochel. Lo achalti shogeg elamezid. But if a guy, what if the guy said right away, lo achalti klalu klal, lo shogeg v'lo mezid? So then he loses that migo because he doesn't have that ability to be mitaritz dibure. But if it's about his own ne'emanus that he wouldn't pass up on kapara, so then even if he says it in such a strong way, lo achalti b'mishogig b'mezid, he would still be ne'eman. So Tos points out that l'chora is a nafkamina. Shitim Betzes quotes from a Rush that the reason the Gemara doesn't give that as a nafkamina is because the Gemara wants the nafkamina to be in a case that's similar to the exact case of our Mishnah, where he doesn't say anything other than lo achalti. And even if he just says lo achalti, is there a nafkamina whether the reason we believe him is based on amigo, or the reason we believe him is based on Adam Naaman al atzmo yosem me edim? So says Gemara, yeah, there's a nafkamina. L'mifshat minal l'tuma. The nafkamina is if edim are made that a person was became tamei and then entered the base of Mikdash, and he says lo nitmesi, I never became tamei. If the reason of the Rabbanan is that a person has ne'emanus about himself, there shouldn't be any difference whether the Edom or Meir that he entered right away after he became tamei, and there was obviously no way that he could have become tahar in the interim because he went into the Beis Hamikdash right away, or if it was a case where he became tamei the previous day, and they say, we saw you become tamei on Monday, we saw you enter the Mikdash on Tuesday. They have no idea if he went to the mikveh in between. So even if they would have been made that he was nitmayom and he was definitely not tahar, he would still be believed more than the Aden. But if you're going to say that the reason the Chum is based on the Taina of Migo, then, and over here Migo again doesn't really mean a classic Migo that I could have said, but it's that there's a way to be Metaritz Dibule, that even after he said his Taina, there's a way to touch it up, to understand it in a way that would not be that would not be incriminating. So he could have been Metaritz as Tavarov, that's the whole idea, and he could have said his Kavana was, when I said Lo Nitmesi, it means that I didn't become Tamei today, but rather I had become Tamei yesterday, and since then I was Tovel. So then, Patri le Rabbanan mitum yishana, avon mitum chadasha michayiv. Well, then there would be a big difference between tum yishana and tum chadasha. If it was yesterday's tuma, so then it'd be Patri, because he does have that migo. He could have been Metaritz Dibure when he said Lo Nitmesi. I mean Lo Nitmesi ever since yesterday, and since then I was Tovel. But mitum chadasha, there would be no out. Meaning, if he says Lo Nitmesi, and he's going against Edim, so we don't believe him at all. There's no way to be metaritz to make it work well for him, and therefore mechayiv, he's going to be chayiv a karban in such a case. Shitim Gretzes raises the question: even if there were a meyad that he was nichlas betumah, they can't be meyad that he was shogeg. Meaning, what about that element of it? Can't he still say lo nitmesi shogeg elamezid, that I did this all b'mezid, and therefore get himself out of the karban anyway? So, meaning, what's the Gemara saying? That if the whole thing is based on being able to be mitaritz dibure, he has no ability to do that if the tumma was from today. Sure he does. He has the ability to be mitaritz dibure, saying the tumma was from today, but it was b'mezid. The whole thing was b'mezid. So, Shinuk Betza suggests, in the name of the Rush, that since they're made on his entering into the Mikdash, and he's trying to patter himself with the Taina that he never became Tamei, it's as if he's being moda about the entering part, meaning that he entered B'shogeg. They're saying you became Tamei and then entered the Mikdash B'shogeg. And instead of saying, instead of talking about the entering, they're going into the Mikdash, he starts talking about his Tuma. So it sounds like he's being moda about the fact that he entered the Mikdash B'shogeg. There's no sort of him becoming Tamei. The issue is, once he's Tamei, going into the Mikdash. Says Mar, my timer, what's the reason to distinguish between Tuma Chadash and Tuma Yishana? Tumi Yashana Migul Dibay Yomar Tavalti. If it was a tumma from yesterday, he could have just said, I have gone to the mikvah since then, and Potter, he'd be Potter from a carbon. Kiyomar Nami Lo Nitmesi Potter. So when he says Lo Nitmesi, he's also Potter from a carbon. Dikala Meimar, my Lo Nitmesi Dikamar, Lo Amadati Betumasi Ela Tavalti. When he says Lo Nitmesi, there's way to be Metarit Stibure. What he meant to say is that Lo Amadati Betumma. Rather, I took care of it right away, I was troubled right away. Aval Tumma Chadasha, but if it's a tumma from today, Mechayev, then he's going to be Mechayev a carbon based on what the Edim say. My time, Meduch Yomar Nami Tavalti Mechayev. Even if he would have said Beferish that he was Tavel, he'd be Chayev a carbon. Da Amr Le Edim Hashtun Et Mesa, because the Edim said you became Tameh today, and there's no time to become Tar in between, because even if you were Tovel a second after you became Tameh, you still need Harav Shemesh, so you're still going to be Tameh for the rest of the day. So my, so what would be the din in such a case? Meaning, as we said, the shaila is, what is the reason that the chachamim say that the guy is believed against the two edim that he ate chelev? Is it because that he has this migo that would be metarit tibure, or is it because a standard ne'emonos that a person has alatzmo yosem yimeya edim? So the Gemara is going to bring two rayas. Raya number one, tashema. Brisa tells us as follows. Nate says you became tamei. He says no, I didn't. And he entered the Beis Hamikdash. Potter, he's potter. Yachal afilu shnayim. I might think that even if two people tell him nitmesa and he denies it, that he's potter. Samra meir kavachomer. In the shnayim lemisa chamura lo yaviu lide karban akal. Rameir presents his shita exactly the way he does in the Mishnah. That of course two edim are going to be believed against this guy. Two edim could be believed to be mechayev a misa. Of course they're going to be able to be mechayev him a karban. V'chachamim omim disagree. No, Adam Neman al Atzmo Yosem Imeya Ish. Ooh, so here's the brisa that we were referring to before. The presentation of the sheet of the Chachamim is not the way it appeared in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, it was about the fact that he could have said, Lo Achalti Shogeg El Amazin. I did it all be amazin. Over here, the Chachamim are saying that he has Ne'amanus, that he simply has simple Ne'amanus about himself. Yosem Imeya Ish. Why would he pass up the opportunity for a karban, for a kapara? So Shema Minat, Tamayad Rabban, Mishum Damri Adam Neman al Atzmo Yosem Imeya Ish. So this brisa seems to be a raya that it's all about his ne'amanus. So no, maybe the real reason of the Rabban is the way it appears in the Mishnah. It's because of the Migo, because of we could be Metarit Tzibure. And what the Braisa means to say is, since if he would have said, Lo amadati b'tumasi, he'd be Pater, therefore, that's what gives him the ne'amanus. The ability to be Metarit Tzibure is what gives him the ne'amanus. But at its core, it's really about the Migo. The Adam Nevelas Yosemei Ish is just a description of the fact that he's believed, but not why he's believed. Why he's believed is based on the Migo. So, frankly, Mar Ihachi, if the Machlokas Legabe Tuma is based on Migo, Haidu Chelev. So, isn't that the Machlokas in the Brisa, the same exact Machlokas that appears in the Mishnah? What new ground is the Brisa breaking that we didn't already have in the Mishnah? The Mishnah was a case of two Edim say Achalta Chelev, and he denies it. Right, so and Bryce is a case of two Edim say that you were Nichlas and Mikdash Petumah, and he denies it. And you have the same Machlokes Rameir and the Chamim. Rameir says he's Chayiv a carbon because two Edim, it could be Machayiv you anything, and the Chamim say he's Potter because of the Migo. So what's the difference between the two cases? You're going to give me an example of every single Avera in the Torah for which you're Chayiv a carbon and have a Bryce for each Avera? It's ridiculous. So it says, Mal de Tema, I would have thought if they only had the Machlokes by Chelev, by Achilas Chelev, I would have thought Achalti Chelev Kometaritz Tibure Lo Achalti Shogeg El Amezid, that in the case of Achalti Chelev, meaning in the case where the guy says Lo Achalti Chelev, there's a way to be Metaritz Tibure that he meant Lo Achalti Shogeg El Amezid Aval Nitmesa V'omer Lo Nitmesi Ema Lo Kometaritz Tibure. I would think there's no way to touch up the words Lo Nitmesi, because if he became Tameh and he was Tovel, then it's a direct stira to the words Lo Nitmesi. So Kamash Mulan Hachanami Lo Amadati B'Tumasi Aval Tavalti, that the words Lo Nitmesi could be understood not that I never became Tameh, but that I never allowed myself to remain Tameh, that I immediately was Tovel in order to address the Tumah. But I would, the Havamina is that that's not called Metarit Ziburi, that's being Soser Diburav. So that's why the Brisa adds that too is considered to be Metarit Diburi, but it's all based on Migo, perhaps. So that Raya is not a good Raya from the Braisa. Tashma says, I'll bring you a Raya from another Braisa. When it comes to the Chi of Korban Ol of Yorin, when someone is violates Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav, Pasuk says, Behisvada, that he has to say a Vidur for the Avera that he had done, and we learn that Moda Bidvarim, that he has to be Moda about the Avera, so Machayiv from the Korban. Chayiv, then he's Chayiv, but ain't Moda Bidvarim, but if he's not Moda about that which was Machayiv in the Korban, Potter, then he's not going to be Chayiv, then he's going to be Potter. So Amalei Eidecha Nitmesa. One aid says you became Tameh, he says no I didn't, and then he entered the base of Mikdash, Potter, he's going to be Potter. Yachal afilu shnayim machishin, I might think even if two people contradict him and they say that he became Tameh, that he's still Potter. So Amra Meir imivu shnayim v'demis chamur lohoyevu lidei karban akal. Again, Amra Meir presents itself the same way, that if two people could be mechayiv v'misa, then of course two people should be able to be mechayiv v'makarban. Rabbi Yehuda Omer neman adam alatz v'yosem mei ish, that a person is neman about himself more than 100 people. Umodim chacham Rabbi Yehuda, and a third shita, the chacham mar moda, that a person is neman alatzmo even against edim bechalavin ubebias migdash. If they say you ate chalev and he says I didn't eat chalev, or if they say you entered the base of migdash while you were tamei and he says I didn't enter into the base of migdash while I was tamei, because in those specific cases he has the migo. He could say lo achalti chalev shogeg elamezid, and he could become potter from the carbon. Avol bituma lo module, but the chacham do not agree in a case where edim are made that he was nichnas the Mikdash Petumah, and he says not lo nitmesi, he says lo nichnasti. If he says lo nichnasti in the Mikdash, he says nichnasti in the Mikdash of lo nitmesi, I never became tameh, that there's no way to be mitarit as Devarav, there's no migo. But you do see that the reason of the Chacham Mar Moda, that the reason for the Chacham that a person is Naman is all because of migo. So when the Chacham believe that you don't have a situation of migo, then they're going to lose the Namanus. So essentially, there are three shitos. You have Rav Meir who says two edim are always going to win. You have Rabbi Yehuda who says the guy is always going to win. He's always neman al atzmo. And then the chachamim, whose shita we're trying to understand, they apparently say that when there's a way to be mitarit stibure, then we're going to believe him because the migo works. But when there's no way to be mitarit stibure, then we're not going to believe him because it's all dependent on migo. It's not dependent on the nemanos that a person has. So says Mayaskinon, what's the case of tumah that we're talking about where the chachamim would say that there's no way to be mitarit stibure? Ilema b'tumah yeshana, if we're talking about a tumah of yesterday, so maishna chalavin ubias migdash to modulei. Why is it by chalavin ubias migdash the chamar modet rabbiuda that he's parted from a karban? Dim ratzi yomer mezidisi, because after all he could have just said mezidisi. So tumah yeshana nami mitaritz tiburei. Dim ratzi lomar lo madi b'tumasel tavalti. Can't he be mitaritz tiburei and a tumah yeshana as well by just saying that lo amaditi b'tumasi, that I didn't remain tamei, rather I was tovel? So Ravina liolam b'tumah yeshana. We are talking about a tumah yeshana. Going to amalei edim achalta kachim b'tumah saguf. Edim say you ate kachim while you had tumah saguf, and they're made that he was tameh, and lechora that he was also nogea b'kachim. And he says lo nitmesi. Dahach, in such a case, lo mitaritz diburim. There's no way to be mitaritz his diburim in a way that's not going to be so ser what the edim say. The lekel lememar, you can't say that he meant to say lo amaditi b'tuma ela tavalti, because in such a case, my amr lahum, what's he saying against the Eidim? If he would have said tavalti v'achalti, ki amr lahum achi, when he says that iskachash le dibure kama mia betumas magao, he's still contradicting his first dibur when he says lo nitmesi, at least as far as tumas maga is concerned, because there are two separate isurim over here. There's achilas kachim betuma and there's an isur of negia bekachim. He's only being metar about achilas kachim b'tumah. That's what he's saying. Lo madi b'tumasi ala tavalti, and we can be mitaritz dibure. But there's no way to be mitaritz his dibur as far as touching kachim. So that, and that's part of the accusation, is that he was nogea b'kachim as well. L'chara, this whole thing is very difficult, because the same way lo nitmesi means lo madi b'tumah ala tavalti with regard to eating the kachim. So with regard to negia b'kachim also, he could say that lo nitmesi by the time I touched it, I made sure that I was Tovil first. So the Akronim have a hard time figuring out the chilik between Negiya and Achila in this context. The Aruch Lener explains it based on the Shitas of Rambam. The Rambam, the 18th parak of Psulei HaMakdashin, Halacha Yudalin, writes that someone who eats kachim after he's tovel, but before Harav Shemesh, is not chayiv korban, is not chayiv kares rather, and therefore b'shogeg is not chayiv korban. Meaning a tvul yom, if he went to the mikveh and he has not yet had Harav Shemesh and he eats kachim, he's not going to be chayiv korban for that achilas kachim. But he is metame the basar with the maga of kachim, by touching the kachim. So it turns out when he says lo nitmesi, he's actually being makhish what the Edim said, both as far as the maga and as far as the achilas kachim betumah. But when we are mitarits tvarava, we say no, lo nitmesi means lo maditi betumasi, rather I was tovel. It turns out as far as achilas kachim, it works to be makhish because the chiv karban, there's no chiv karban once he's been tovel, even if he didn't yet have Harav Shemesh. But Legabi Negia B'Kachim, he's not really denying anything, because then you need not just Tavalti, you need Harav Shemesh as well. So there's no way to be Metaritz as Tavarav. So that's how the Aruch Lener understands the difference between Maga and Achila. That Achila, the Chi of Korban, goes away as soon as he's Tovel. Not so by Maga. So the Gemara brings a Pesach Halacha now. Amar Rav Nachman, Halach Krab Yuda. We pass on the Krab Yuda that a person is Neman to be Machish Edim and say that he's not Chayav Korban. He has Nemanus more than Meya Edim. Amr Rav Yosef lo Amra Ella Beinol Levein Atzmo Ula Atzmo. Rav Yehuda only says this din when a person is alone, but in front of other people, he's not allowed to eat kachim in order that other people should not be mezalzel b'taros. And also, we only trust him as far as himself is concerned, as far as he himself is concerned, because he's neman about himself. But he's not allowed to be machil kachim to other people because he's not neman legabe other people. Amrei Shlakish Modra Rameir lechamim. The Rameir would agree to the chamim that a person is believed. Then the two Edom are not believed. Shim Amru lo Shnayim, that if two, in the following case, if two people say Ba'alta Shivcha Charufa, that you were Ba'alta Shivcha Charufa, V'u Amar lo Ba'alti, and he says no, I didn't. Mehem, and he's believed, and he's put from a carbon. Why? Di'bar Yamar lahan lo Gamarti Biasi. Because if he wanted to get himself out of a carbon without being Makhish and without being Mashiach himself any further, without saying no, I did Mezid instead of Shogeg, no, there's another way out. He could have made his Avera less and still been Machish Eidim by just saying Lo Gemar Tibiyasi, I didn't have a Gemar Bia, and that they can't be Machish. There's no way they could deny whether that he didn't have a Gemar Bia. So the Lechora it's a little difficult because if he ate Chelev, Shogeg, or Mezid, they also can't be Machish. So why is the Gemara Mechalik between Chelev and Bia of Shivcha Charufa? So Tosi Shadim explains that the Chilik is that Legabe Eidus of that he's Bol of Shivcha Charufa, the Eidim aren't being made on the Maisa Isra that's Mechayev Karban. They didn't see if he was Gomer Bia. But Gabe Achilas Chelev, they definitely saw the Maisa Isra. He ate the Chelev. They just don't know the circumstances behind the Isra. They just don't know if it was Mezid or his Shogeg. So Rameir says in such a case, he's not Neman about the circumstances, but about the Maisa itself, where Edom can't testify even to the Maisa that he did, then the guy is going to be believed to say that the Maisa was as he says it was, that it was not a Gemar Bia. And another situation where Tanoim who disagree would agree. Amr of Sheshes, Mod Rameir Lechamim, Benazir Tameh, Shamlo Shaim Nitmesa, Vormelo Nitmesi. If two people tell the Nazir that he became Tameh, and he says, no, I didn't, that Pater, Di Ibai Yamar, Nishalti on Nazira, because he has another way out by saying that I was Shoel on my Naziris and therefore I was no longer a Nazir. Now, as far as Chiv Malkus, the Orsameach points out, as far as Chiv Malkus, if two Edom say that a Nazir became Tamei, he's not going to be Pater with the Taina that Shaalti on Nazirosai. No, that for sure he's going to be Chayiv. He's going to be Chayiv Malkus because they're made based on the Chazaka that he was a Nazir and that's enough to be Mechayev Malkus. It's Dafka by a Korban, where Dino Moso the Shemayim, where we can't be Mechayev him unless we have no Taina whatsoever against the Eidim. Amr Rabbi, Mod Rameir Lechamim, another case, Rameir is going to be Mod Lechamim, Shem Amr Lo Shnayim, Yodea Atob Eidus Ploni, V'Omr Lo Yodati, Potter. That if he denies knowing testimony, so he's going to be Potter. And the reason he's going to be Potter is because he could have said that, yes, I saw the event, but I didn't have any Kavana to be Meid. And without Kavana to be Meid, I can't be an aid anyway, which is a very interesting line in the Gemara. Is that true? A person sees something and they weren't thinking at the time that they were watching it, that they're going to be Aidim about it, that then they're not able to be Aidim in the future? That's a question about Eide Kiddush.
kedushin? Do you need to be miyached eidei kedushin? So we assume you have hundreds of people that are watching the kedushin, so you have all these eidim anyway. You don't need to be miyached eidim. Or do you say no? Maybe according to this kavanah, that no one's having kavanah to be made. That's why you have to call it these two people as eidei kedushin. There's a further issue when it comes to eidei kedushin, and that is nimtza echamim karov apostle eidus and betela. That if there's a karov or apostle in the group of eidim that are watching, then the whole eidus is batel. So that's why sometimes they'll have the chasim be miyachid the eidim. Rav Soloveitchik used to say nusach to the exclusion of all others. What does it mean to the exclusion of all others? It doesn't mean that I'm telling you that the other people aren't eidim. If they want to be eidim, they're eidim also. There's no way I could make other people not be eidim. Now, if that were the case, then I could commit any crime I want, and just before I commit the crime, just announce none of you are eidim, and then boom, then just shoot the guy. You know that you can't do something like, you can't disqualify people from being eidim. No, what it's doing is it's saying that you are a separate group of eidim, and therefore it's not going to be nimsech and nim karav apostle eidus and betela. Even though there are krovim in the crowd at every wedding, there are always krovim in the crowd, and sometimes unfortunately there are psulim in the crowd as well. So it's not going to be mevatel this well, half the crowd is psulim, right? There's women, but that's not unfortunate. That's fine. But it's not going to be mevatel the edus. So if these people separate themselves as separate kat, but this is like a surprising line that there's this issue of kavanah le'edus. The mashmos of the way Rashi understands this over here is that if he doesn't have kavanah b'shasri yaseidus to be an aid, then he can't be made. That's what Tosfos Shanim writes as well, that if they hear the Baal Din, but they didn't have kavanah to be aidim, so then they can't be aidim. Shitung Betz is bothered by this, that berove duyos, we assume that there's no need to have kavanah to be made. You can be made as long as you saw it and you report it. So he quotes a teretz from in the name of the Gilyon, that it means that he doesn't remember the aidus at the time that they were being mashpia him. Rabbeinu Gershom says a little differently, that he could say that at the time that he saw the eidus, he wasn't paying such careful attention. That's why he can't be made. Milonus kavanti leid, it's not that you have to have kavanah that you want to be an aid, but you have to pay attention to what's going on. So you say, I wasn't really paying attention. I was playing on my cell phone. I wasn't, whatever was going on in the chuppah, I don't know, it could have been a reform ceremony. I was busy with whatever. But if I wasn't paying attention, then of course you're not allowed to be an aid. That's what this kavanti means, according to some of the Rishonim. Okay, achol chelav chelav be'almecha. The Mishnah then said, if a person eats chelav twice in one helem, he's only chayav one carbon. So maskev the Rabbi Zera, amayin chayav elachatas achas v'shnei zeitzei chelav achol. How could he only be chayav one carbon? He ate two kezesim of chelav. So it's a strange question. What do you mean? We just said it was be'helem echad. So he sits down to a meal. He doesn't realize that what he's eating is not kosher, and he finishes the whole meal. And the Gemara gives the obvious answer. Amalei abaye helemos mechulakos. This is basics, ABCs of Chiv Karban. That if you have two elemos, if you realize in between, and then you forget again, and then you eat again, you're going to be Chiv separate Karbanos. But if you didn't realize in between, and you just had the whole, you had a whole bowl full of Chelev, and then you didn't realize till after you finished the whole thing, it's only one Karban. Some bring the Kash of Rabbi Zera as follows. The time of the Elemechos, it's only because it was all at one time that he's Chiv one Karban. But if it was in two elemos, Chiv Shtai, Amai shame chelav echadu, but all he ate is chelav. I'm going to be chayv two karbanos. Am le'abaye helemus mukhlakin. That's the way it works. That if you eat chelav, then realize you ate chelav, and then do it again, forget and do it again, then you're going to be chayv two separate times. It's unclear what the whole chiddush of those last couple of lines of Gemara is. Achol chelav dam pigul noser chayv. So if a person eats all different isurim, chelav dam pigul noser, he's chayv for each and every one, even though the whole time he thought he was eating kosher food. There was no yediya in between. So mimin echad chayiv pshita. If ask the Gemara, this din that if he eats the Mishnah went on to say, if he eats shnei chatzai zesim from the same min, he's going to be chayiv. So the chora, that's pashut, because shnei chatzai zesim, a half plus a half equals a whole kazayis. So of course he's going to be chayiv. So Amar Shlakish Mishum Bar Tutini, that the chiddush of the Mishnah is going shachalu b'shnei tamchuyin. He ate it in two tamchuyin. That's going to be a discussion in the Gemara, what that means, shnei tamchuyin. A few days from now, we'll get to that, what Shnei Tamchuyin means. But two different dishes. Half of the Kazayis of Chelev was prepared as this type of dish, half as another type of dish, and he ate them both. Valibid Rabbi Shua da Amar Tamchuyin Mechulak. Now we're assuming like the Shita Rabbi Shua in the Mishnah and Tazvavim Beis about a person who eats Basar Kachim before the Zrikas Adam, that he's Chayiv Mishum Me'ila, that if he eats five different types of food of the same Isser, even though he eats it in one Helem, he's Chayiv five different karbanos. So mal detein mekiyam Rabbi Shua lo shon l'kulo lo shon l'chumra. I might think that Rabbi Shua says tamchim l'chlokim not only l'chumra but also l'kula as well. That if he ate a chatzi zayis in one tamchoy, another chatzi zayis in another tamchoy, that it's split up and we view it as only chatzi zayis because tamchim are mechalek. So kamashmul dechayiv. So that's why the Mishnah is telling me that no, tamchim l'chlokim is only a chumra. That if he eats a kezayis of this tamchoy, a kezayis of that tamchoy, a kezayis of that tamchoy, he's chayiv for each one separately, but it's not going to be a kula to divide up chatzai zaysim. So amr lechumra, amr lekula lo amr. That's where Rabbi Shua holds. Ikadam yal seifa. Some say that Reish Lakish's comment was about the seifa of our Mishnah, that if a guy eats shnei chatzai zays mishnei minin, but from two different minim, he's pater. So says Mar Pshita. Isn't that obvious that if he didn't eat one shear of iser, so of course he's not going to be chayiv. He ate a chatzai zays chelav and a chatzai zays a pickle. Why would he be chayiv? So amr Reish Lakish mishum bar tut. The case is that it was all chalev that he ate. The case is that he ate two chatzai zesei of chalev, but each one differently. So alibed Rabbi Shua da amar tamchuyin mechulakin, and we're alibed Rabbi Shua da amar tamchuyin mechulakin. Our Mishnah is assuming like Rabbi Shua that tamchuyin divided up, and someone who eats one iser in five different types of dishes, he's going to be chayiv five times. I might have thought, now it's only a havamina, that Rabbi Shua only says this l'chumra, but he would never say it l'kula, that two chatzai zesim will not combine with each other because they're in two different dishes. And that's what it comes to tell me, our Mishnah comes to tell me, mishnei minin pater, that if it's two different dishes, each with a chatzai zayis of chelev, the fact that they're prepared differently is enough to be mechalik between them, and therefore he did not eat a full shear. My mishnei minin, mi min echad. What do you mean mishnei minin? It means really it's min echad. It's all chelev. Vamai kari l'shnei minin mishum da'chal b'shnei tamchuyim. Shnei minin over here does not mean chelev and no certain tamim. No, it means it's all chelev, but it's in two different tamchuyim. V'katani pater, and it says that it's pater. So alma lo shan l'kul lo shan l'chumra kam Rabbi Shua. So apparently Rabbi Shua holds whether it's l'kula or l'chumra, different tamchuyim is actually mechalek. So mi de seifa min echad u'shnei tamchuyin reisha min echad v'tamchuy echad. Ooh, so if the seifa is talking about a case of one min in two tamchuyin, the reisha that called it min echad must be talking about min echad and tamchuy echad. That a person eats two chatzai zayis of chelev in the same tamchuy that he's chayiv a carbon. Pshita, isn't that obvious that if he eats two chatzai zayis of chelev in the same tavshil that they're going to be mitzdarif to mechayiv a carbon? Says Marna Amravina, kigon shayis alo yediyah ben atayim. The chiddush of the reisha is he eats a chatzai zayis from of chelev from this chalent, from this very same pot, and then he realizes what he had done. Then he forgets and eats another chatzai zayis. That's not called shtei ha'alemos, because a yediyah that he had done, a chatzi shir, is not called a yediyah. That's not going to divide up the two chatzai zesim. So the Tanan, because the Mishnah tells us, if a person writes a letter, then realizes, Ivei, it's Shabbos, and then he forgets and he writes another letter, Ram Gamliel says he's chayiv a karban, Ram says he's potter. Why is he chayiv according to Ram Gamliel? Ram Gamliel suffer ein yediyah l'chatzi shir, because this is not two ha'alemos, this is one ha'alem. Ah, he realized in between, but he only realized about a chatzi shir. Rabbanan suffer yesh yediyah l'chatzi shir, and the Rabbanan say that there is yediyah l'chatzi shir, that it does in fact divide it up. New Mishnah. How much time has to pass in order for the food to be considered one big achila? So kilu ochel kloyos, we view it as if how long it would take for a person to eat a kezayis if it was broken up like little kernels of wheat, that are toasted kernels of wheat, and eat one at a time. And if you divra meir, that's how a meir understands. The sheer zman of achilas kezayis is the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras, a half of a kikar that's made of eight beitzim, so a shear of four kebeitzim. So you have to eat a kezayis in the amount of time that it takes to eat four kebeitzim, then you're going to be chayiv. So the Minchas Chinuch is bothered. How come we never give a number to that? We just say kezei achilas pras. We don't give a, like, why not give a specific amount of time that it is? So Minchas Chinuch is mechadesh because there is no specific amount of time. It all depends on the food that you're eating. It's food sensitive. So if you're eating paschi, paschitim, so then it's kedei achilas pras paschitim. If you're eating, you know, a hot drink, you know, or something, then it's kedei. Well, a drink is different, but if you're eating something that you would eat much slower, so then it would be the shear of that particular. You're eating matzah, for example, which is a lot slower, it would be the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras of matzah, which would mean those people that stuff matzah down their face in order to get a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, kuntim min chaschinuch, that's ridiculous. Because the shear that you need to eat a kezayis is the amount of time that it takes to eat four kebetzim normally. So four kebetzim is way, way bigger than even if a kezayis is a chatzi beitzah. It's eight times a kezayis. Mishabura happens to argue, says that we always base it on pras paschitim. Aval ochlin to and v'shasa mashkin tamein, achal ochlin tamein, v'shasa mashkin tamein, shasa revius yayin, or a person drinks a revius yayin, v'nichnas amigdash v'shah k'dei achilas pras, and he waits there the amount of k'dei achilas pras, chayiv, he's chayiv for entering the migdash, shasa yayin. Rabbi Elazar Omer, in pasakba, if he stops in the middle of the shias revius, he doesn't drink it all at one time. Oim nasan b'mayim, or he waters down the wine with some water, kolshu, even just a little bit, then he's going to be pater from entering the migdash, b'shasa yayin. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up at the Gemara.